All of the opinions expressed in this podcast are often based on our memories, none of which are representative of Ashbrook High School or Gaston County Schools. Thank you. Hey, I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Tripp Griffin.
And we're here today with two very special people at Ashbrook High School, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Jeff Kasaskis. I'm a math teacher at Ashbrook and a coach as well, and I'm also the senior class advisor.
I'm Leslie Wyatt. I am an English teacher at Ashbrook High School, and I do all of our school's social media.
And we have chosen these two people to be on with us because this is an episode really about the class of 2020 and things that are going to be going on over the next few weeks as we try to recognize a very special class. And I remember when these kids first started at Ashbrook as freshmen, and their shirts at what's that thing called?
Freshman Camp.
Freshman Camp. Mm-hmm. It said Perfect Vision, mm-hmm. You know, 2020 Perfect Vision. And I think it's odd that, you know, a class that has perfect vision and really a world in 2020, it represents perfect vision, that nobody saw this coming. You know,
they did in hindsight.
Yeah,
in hindsight, maybe. Yeah. But it's definitely not something that anybody saw coming. And this class is having to deal with a lot of uncertainty, as we all are. But you know, when you're 17, 18, 19 years old, and you've worked for something, and now it's here, and things are having to be done a little bit differently, I know it's kind of frustrating. And we wanted to talk about some of the things that are going on over the next couple of weeks, and we also wanted to hear from some teachers at Ashbrook and some students here at Ashbrook to give them a chance to speak out about some of the things that are going on. So first of all, we do want to welcome back Mr. Kasaskis. He was on our very first episode of Ashbrook Sound Waves, where we were settling the debate about whether Green Waves was singular or plural or one or two words. And I want you to know that's still our top rated episode.
Well, people have strong opinions about it, including me. Maybe just because it was the first one that, you know, that's what people are going to start with. And, you know, I don't think it's because of me by any chance,
It still gets a couple listens every week. I mean, those numbers just keep growing and growing. So, mm-hmm. And actually, we just topped 800 listeners. So we do want to thank everybody that listens.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's about 770 more than we thought we would get.
True story.
When we started doing this because we figured a few teachers would listen.
Right. So.
But it really has been exciting. And Mr. Kasaskis is going to talk a little bit about the graduation plan in general. The school board met Monday night. We're actually recording now. Today is the 20th. It's Wednesday. And the school board met Monday night and made some decisions for the high schools in Gaston County and how we're going to do graduation. And there was an article in the Gazette that afternoon, and there seemed to be a lot of confusion about what exactly is going on. And if you could kind of tell us in generalities what's going on with graduation. If you want me to, I can read through some of this and mm-hmm. At least the parts that seem to confuse some people. So this is from the Gazette article, and it talks about how we have 2,346 graduates. And it says the high schools are going to recognize these 2,346 graduates on two occasions by having seniors walk across the stage over several days, as well as through a virtual ceremony on June 13th to be streamed online by each high school. I think the wording there kind of confused some people. Can you kind of talk a little bit about what that means?
Well, Gaston County Schools put out a survey to the community of what do we want graduation to be. And the overwhelming sentiment from the public was that they wanted their family to be there when that graduate has their name called and receives their diploma. And so we are accommodating that by bringing in each graduate with their family, up to 8 people, into the school building. They will be walked down to the auditorium where Pomp and Circumstance will be played. And the family will walk down to, you know, close to the stage. The graduate will walk up onto the stage, receive their diploma. They'll pick up their diploma. They won't be handed it because of today's world, but they will pick up their diploma. They'll have their name called, and their family will get that opportunity to see them receive that, be at there that at for that moment, and then we will take that family back through the cafeteria and then out to the to the parking lot.
We so the most important things to them were wearing a cap and gown, receiving
there
a diploma.
Being some sort of on-site physical graduation, gotcha. Not just everything through a screen.
Okay.
And the family having a chance to be there with the graduate.
Okay.
And so there's been talk of how much time per graduate. You know, there's been some people said 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You know, we'll be somewhere in between. We are the largest high school class in the county. We have over 300 graduates this year. And so to be able to do a 10-minute graduation per graduate, it would take many, many, many hours, many, many days to do. So we are trying to, you know, find that happy medium in there where we can get each graduate substantial amount of time where they don't feel cheated in any way, but still move the process along so that we can, in a timely fashion, get all this wrapped up. You know, I believe we're going to be starting on June the 1st, and we'll have people sign up for what slot they're going to come. We don't have to be in order or anything like that. It's you sign up for, you know, the day that you want to be here to go through the process. And it will take us probably 5 to 7 days, somewhere
over,
there.
Of students coming in, students, a few families at a time, and
yeah.
going through the process.
I think we're looking at getting maybe 3 families per 20 minutes through. I think we can handle that.
Very cool. Now, this is totally separate from, I think what confused people was that it also mentions a, how did I say it was going to be, a virtual ceremony that's going to be, it says streamed
yeah.
online.
Yeah, it says as well will also have this. So the as well, the also part of it is the rest of the graduation. Okay, it's the speeches that are done by the valedictorian, salutatorian, Dr. Wilson. We give away a scholarship during graduation. We usually have our chorus sing a song or two during graduation. And so we're going to be recording all of those things here at Ashbrook next week. And we will splice all that together in the order that a graduation at Ashbrook traditionally is. And when we get to the reading of the names, there will be kind of like a PowerPoint presentation of each graduate with their yearbook picture in cap and gown, and their name on the screen, and their name read by someone, hopefully our senior class president, like we traditionally have.
So in reality, the parents are going to get two opportunities to celebrate.
Correct.
With their student.
Yes.
As a family unit, when they come physically onto campus and pick up their diploma, mm-hmm. have pictures taken, and then, and this is what I think is kind of cool about the way they've done it, then you're going to have a video that's going to be shown where you get to sit at home in the comfort of your
yes, just
house.
Like many college graduations that you may have seen online, mm-hmm. we will have that also as our virtual ceremony. And I imagine that they'll put that on channel 21. Is that the Spectrum channel for the education?
Yes, 21.
I think so.
Yeah.
They'll probably put it on there, and I imagine they'll also have links online for each high school.
The article
it'll be
says
by school.
Yes.
That'll be by school?
Like, I imagine it'll be by school.
Yes, okay. each school. And it says probably Facebook, YouTube. And I know that we have a YouTube channel. I know that we have Facebook where we can post stuff on. Mm-hmm. So parents will have opportunities, and it will be laid out clearly how they can access this video. So one thing that you won't have to deal with this type of graduation is Griffin sent me a meme the other day. What did that thing say? I literally laughed out loud when I've
sent you several. The one about the shower curtain?
Yes, yes.
The one that said if you're missing graduation, just go sit out in the yard in a shower curtain for 3 hours while somebody reads from the phone book.
I'm like, truth.
I know, but we fought so hard for outside graduation.
Yes.
You know, like,
oh, absolutely.
I would give anything to be able to go back to the day where we were really concerned whether it was going to be an inside celebration or outside celebration, you know, and now here we are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Days and individual student. And
I wouldn't say it's quite like that for the graduate. You know,
maybe for Maybe
right,
for
right.
some of the family members, you know, but for the graduate, it's a little bit more special than that.
Well, and we did when we had the rain, when we had it rain here. You know, they'd only get two tickets, and then you would have to anybody else could go to a classroom and watch it virtually. Then so it was kind of like this, except then it was live.
But now they're going to have a chance. I mean, 8 people come and see them pick up their diploma, and then you know.
as private many people, screening.
Oh yeah, like
it's just your kid going across the state.
Yeah, and as many people as you want, you know, in your house to watch the graduation. So I think you do have to look at the positives. I don't think, unless you've been involved with graduation, I think Mr. Gazoskis, especially these last 2 years, has been as or more involved than anybody. It's a lot of work. Every year, having to have the stadium ready and the auditorium ready, mm-hmm. you know,
just in case.
Wondering about just in case. Weather. So you get two sites ready, and even the sound. You have to have sound set up in the stadium ready to go, and sound set up in the auditorium ready to go. And so
50 years of tradition to uphold.
Yeah. Well, so I meant to ask you about this.
And it does increase each year. It seems like we'll add something here or there. You know,
in 48 years, the first 48, there was only one time we had to have it indoors. Am I correct? Is that what?
I want to say we've had more than that. One time during Mr. McGill's 20-year tenure.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of.
But it was only one time during his, and then the minute he retires, we end up having to have.
So Gazoskis is 0-2.
Yeah, we're laughing. We keep laughing that it's the curse of McGill. I think somebody coined it.
Yeah.
He retired and all, you know.
He's like, I'll show you guys.
Yeah, we have talked about it. He does feel bad that he's not here to help out with all this, for sure. But it is funny that.
Yeah.
We need to bring McGill back. Maybe all right. This will go back to normal.
Although I still contest, we could have had it outside last year. But
yeah.
Oh yeah. The way it ended up. I mean, they you know, hedged their bets, and I think played the safe thing, and
which you have to do.
Oh yeah. You had to do what they were based on the weather reports, but yeah, it ended up being a beautiful day last year. Okay, so that's how graduation is going to go. We're trying to look at the positives on this. We hope the students are. We hope the parents are. I hope they can be supportive of this. And we're just excited for this class to be going through this process. It's going to be something different for them, obviously, and it's something that they're always going to remember. It's something we're always going to remember. And I'm just hoping that this is – people keep talking about the new normal. I'm hoping this is not the new normal for graduations.
I absolutely hate that phrase, the new normal.
Yeah, I know. And you hear
I'm
it all
just
the time.
Not buying in yet.
You hear it all the time.
I'm not buying in.
So
you call it the new Gaussian. That would fit.
No new normal.
So we sent out a link to our podcast host, which is anchor.fm, and we had some teachers and students give some shout-outs to the people in the class of 2020 and to the class as a whole, and just some words of wisdom. So we're going to listen to a couple of those. We'll start with some of the things that were left by, we'll start with the teachers, and then we'll go down and listen to some of the things that were left by some of our students. So these are all short. There's a minute time limit on the voice messages, but we were very pleased to hear from several people. And actually, Ms. Rimmer gets the extra credit points. She was the first to leave a voice message, and I texted her right away and said, okay, you get your extra credit for being first.
Well, she also is a podcast actor as well.
She has her own. Yeah. She has a podcast called Thoughts with Ms. Rimmer, so if you get a chance to listen to that, it's also on Anchor FM. So we're going to listen to this and then talk about these for just a few minutes. So this is a shout-out to the class of 2020 by language arts teacher Ashley Rimmer, who is also a student here. I didn't teach her, but I was a teacher here when she was here.
I did.
Hi, class of 2020. This is Mrs. Rimmer. First, I want to say congratulations. It's been a long 13 years to get to this point, but you finally made it. I'm so proud of you. You have definitely gone down in history as the class Ashbrook will never forget. You've dealt with more than any other senior class has ever had to deal with, along with the disappointments of everything you've missed out on, and you guys have done it exceptionally well. As you head into your next adventure, I wish you nothing but the best. But just in case, know that when life seems rough, you just have to take things one step at a time. If you show up, work hard, and have a positive attitude, you will be successful at whatever you attempt. I hope that you're able to go out there and change the world and make it a better place for the rest of us, and that you're able to achieve your dreams. No matter how far life takes you, remember that you always have a place back home. After all, once a green wave, always a green wave.
So Ms. Rimmer also had it timed perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
It amazed me. There were several of these that were like right at the 59-second mark. But being a former student here, I know it means a lot to her. She knows what it feels like to graduate from Ashbrook. Mr. Gazaskas knows what it feels like to graduate from Ashbrook, what a special time that is. And I do appreciate Ms. Rimmer giving that shout out to the class of 2020 and those words of advice.
Yeah, she hit the nail on the head with how, you know, it's really disappointing for these kids to miss out on all the things that we do for them in the last, you know, month and a half, the lead up to it. And it really does make your send-off something special where you can always look back on Ashbrook, you know, and have those great final memories of, you know, senior picnic, prom, senior breakfast, and the graduation itself.
Yeah. As a teacher, I look forward to those. You know, I teach seniors, and so I don't want to cry. I'll start crying. I've cried.
It's okay.
So, I've cried and laughed. So
that'll
much.
Be a first for us, but that's okay.
Right.
But my poor students, when we were still Zooming, I think I cried every session. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's when you teach seniors, you get to a point where you're starting to see their milestones, and they're like our adopted kids. You know, sorry.
No worries.
They're our adopted kids, and it's almost like you're living it with them. So every year, you know, I've had the luxury and the privilege of, you know, planning prom with some of the other teachers, getting to be at senior picnic as like a chaperone, you know, at the senior breakfast, at all these things, helping with the practices. I mean, we're as much a part of it as they are, and it's almost like we got cheated out of this closure with them. You know, as much as they're cheated, I feel like I got cheated, you know, like my time with my kids, you know. And,
right.
And I mean, I'm sure you probably feel that way as well. Yeah, you know, I mean, y'all have known these kids the whole time they've been here, you know, and we lose that.
You miss out on those times to be, you know, introspective, to look inside and
yeah.
You know,
and I love like them when they, you know, especially. When they're leaving, I'm yeah. like, oh, yeah. I'm happy that they're flying out of the little nest, but I, you know, I'd like to keep the nest and keep them in it too.
Yeah.
Like I'm a real mom.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you on here I know you have a very special connection to the seniors, and you've taught the majority of them through your language arts classes and even through the social media contacts. I know a lot of our seniors keep up with things that are going on through Instagram and not necessarily Facebook with their age, but Instagram and Twitter and whatever else. But no, it does mean a lot. And I was talking to somebody the other day. They asked about how things were going. I said, well, there's, you know, some students are struggling. We have some teachers that are struggling because all the teachers do miss their students. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned you in particular. That's Ms. Wyatt struggling right now.
Struggling. I'm happy for them, and I'm so excited. You know, we have so many graduating and that they've completed and done everything that was required. And so that's exciting. But at the same time, I hate, you know, I cried on prom night because they yeah. missed prom. You know, yeah. Senior picnic's a little painful. It's,
yeah.
It's been tough.
Well, I'm not sure if we've mentioned this already or not, but this is the 50th graduating class of Ashbrook High School this year. So mm-hmm. it's a special year already. And we have a teacher here who has been with Gaston County Schools since Gaston County Schools became Gaston County Schools, Ms. Chisholm, Mamie Chisholm. And she was recognized at the convocation this past year. And she gave us two shout-outs. I'm very proud of her. I saw the name pop up that they were from Ms. Chisholm. And, you know, 50 years in education and getting to know how to use new technologies and do them, I was proud of her for doing that. And I can tell you that she is very proud of her great nephew, Kendall Massey. So this first shout out from Ms. Chisholm is to Ashbrook senior Kendall Massey.
I want to send a shout out to Kendall Massey, a positive, all around terrific young man. You will be successful in all you do in life. You will always be a green wave at heart, but watch out, Gardner Webb running Bulldogs. Here comes Kendall Massey. Go, Kendall. I love you. Memo Chisholm.
That was the cutest.
How sweet.
I want to send a shout out to Kendall Massey.
It was so good. I started to play it again.
It skipped. The recording skipped.
I've had the luxury of seeing Kendall at Bilo all the time. So, you know, I kind of catch up with what some of the other kids are doing and everything. But I don't know if you guys know this, but when he signed with Gardner Webb, it was at Bilo while he was at work, you know, because he's technically an essential worker right now.
Right.
And so they sent over the paperwork. He was at Bilo signing. You know, his signing day was in the break room at Bilo.
Nice. Are there any pictures of that?
I don't know. I told him, I was like, I need you to recreate it for me or something. You know, we need a photo of you signing to go to Gardner Webb at Bilo.
Kendall, if you have a photograph, send it to our email address, soundwavesahs@gmail.com, so we can get that to Miss Wyatt, and we'll even post it on our site as well. So Kendall did sign with Gardner Webb, was it last week, 2 weeks ago, to play football.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding young man. I've known Kendall since he was probably 11 years old, and great guy. And it was interesting, she signed off, she's his meemaw.
Yeah.
But that's what all the other kids call Miss Chisholm here, too. Mm-hmm. It's not Miss Chisholm or Madame Chisholm, it's meemaw.
Yeah.
And that's what they call her. So it's we're glad to hear. She has one more shout out. She has a lot of seniors because she teaches our French 3 and French 4 classes, which are the majority seniors. So here's Miss Chisholm's second.
I want to send a green wave shout out to my seniors in French 3, 4 class. I will always remember how hardworking and fun you were in class every day. I will miss you, but you will do great next year. As the French say, au revoir, je vous aime.
I know what au revoir means. What's the second phrase, anybody?
I love you.
I love you. Okay. How nice.
And that's legit, too, when she says that.
And they love her.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you can see it on their faces when they are, you know, with her, either in class or out of class.
They respect her. They learn. She actually, she was my teacher. She's a sweet, sweet, sweet lady and
she's
very good teacher. Mr. Sims, how many years has he been here? Is this his third? Did he just finish his third or second?
I want to say four. I think it's four.
Okay. He's one of our young teachers, and one of the things he's done recently, you guys probably know more about this than I do, but we had the little library out here that one of our students did for Eagle Scout Project. And it did hold books for a while. When all this started, Mr. Sims and his wife started stocking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they had refreshed it before.
Yeah, they had to fix it. The door was falling off.
Okay.
And they had little books in there. They had gone and done that. So they had recreated the little library. And then the minute this hit, they started stocking it with food items. And people come and get the food items. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes empty. And I think he's got a number of people, he and his wife Katie, have people contributing to that as well. You know, like there's a, like they'll put up that it's empty and then all of a sudden all the food will show up. So it's really cool.
Well, and a lot of teachers here have special relationships with the kids. The connections are strong. And Mr. Sims is one of those. I remember when he walked across the stage at, I don't remember if it was Mr. or Miss Ashbrook, and you know, he almost got a standing ovation just walking across the stage. And he's a heck of a trivia player too.
He's on your trivia
group. Yes. So this one is from Trent Sims. He's a chemistry teacher here at Ashbrook.
Hey, everybody. It's Mr. Sims. I absolutely love this podcast. This message is for all of my seniors who I love and miss very, very dearly. And it probably comes at no surprise that this quote comes directly from Professor Dumbledore. This quote reads, "Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times, if one only remembers to turn on the light. Simply, everyone, find the positive in every situation." That's all I have for you. I love you guys. I cannot wait to see you and know that I am so, so proud of you all.
And you see it when they're out there picking up the stuff. He was out there day one, I know. And even behind the mask, you see the people that are out there that have been out there meeting the seniors and handing out caps and gowns and stuff. You can see the smiles because they're smiling all the way up into their eyes,
right?
Even though the mask is covering their mouths.
Of course, he had a Harry Potter quote there.
Yes.
funny story about that. He was given the word always for this message that the senior advisory teachers put out to the students. Everybody got one word in a phrase. Right. His word was always. He has the word always about 6 or 7 times in different art pieces around his house because it's a Harry Potter reference back to Severus Snape, if you know.
Yes. Yeah.
And Lily's Patronus.
Yes. And so it was completely by chance, and there were other words that lined up for people pretty well as well. And it was just funny that he had so many different ways to express the word always, and he had to choose from like 7 or 8 things. I think that's something that he and his wife particularly like about the books.
Nice. Okay, this one's very short. This one's from Mr. Sisson, who is known for his joke-telling abilities.
I thought you were going to say he was known for being short. Go
ahead. Known for being short. So he has some words of advice for the class of 2020. This is Mr. Sisson.
Remember, Ashbrook seniors, all obstacles that are in your way are simply new doors to open pathways.
There you go.
I was waiting for a punchline.
I know. I was waiting for the joke of the day.
Me too. As soon as it ended before, I was like, okay, what's next? I actually expected another message, and it was to bring it all in. But it's definitely good words of advice.
Has been an obstacle for sure.
Yes.
So, and you have to look at it as, you know, that gateway to new and better things.
Yes. We were talking about this before we started recording. We were talking about some possible episode titles, and I had heard on a podcast this guy saying that the motto for the class of 2020, he took a quote from Game of Thrones. Are you guys Game of Thrones? You listened?
Yep, read all
are you
the books
watched?
And watch, yep.
I'm
yep.
Game of Thrones.
You're Game of Thrones.
Up until the last season, I was a Game of Thrones fan. So.
Well, I have never seen an episode, but this guy quoted Littlefinger, and according to my daughter, Addison, she watches Game of Thrones, and she said, oh, yeah, he's the most hated person on the show. She said, it's a great quote. The quote is, chaos is a ladder. So they are facing obstacles. There is some bit of chaos around because of uncertainty, but maybe we're not using it in the same way that Littlefinger would. But,
no.
Well, you know, look some of us probably are. We're not.
Some people are. But, you know, look at these obstacles as a way to you know, it's something to overcome, and you're going to be stronger for it. So,
and it's kind of it's caught a faculty. It's kind of caught us flat-footed as well, because usually when kids come to us and they're like, "What do I do in case of this? Like, I'm registering for this. What do I do in case of this?" I'm like, "Well, I have this experience I can draw upon for this."
Yeah.
And I'm going to speak for the room. I think none of us have anything to draw upon to tell y'all about. I mean, I got nothing. Like. Mm-mm.
None of us are that old, right?
Right. And
right.
And even during that flu, like, that you didn't have the internet where you or Twitter or anything where you, suddenly you know what's going on in Russia, or maybe you don't. You know, you don't know what's happening on the West Coast immediately. You have no idea. And so it's really just, it's a hard time. So.
And as a parent, I mean, all of us are parents as well. And I know you've been asked by your kids. It's a tough one to answer.
Right.
It's a little scary too. Like, I've understood the parents on the senior roller coaster, you know, with their kids. Cause
for sure.
With my son being a junior, I know what we're missing, you know, and the uncertainty of things. And for them, it's the same. Well, you know, the graduation process is such a big moment. For some families, sometimes this is the first graduate, you mm-hmm. know, and so this is such a big moment. And then for the college, you know, I have kids, you know, that are like, am I going to be able to start college in the fall? What's mm-hmm. that going to look like for me? And I do think the technology is a blessing, though, you know, because at least in this time of being separated, we still can, I'm talking with my hands over here. but I mean, we can still be together, though, you know, like, I love that we can Zoom. I can't imagine my students having to pick up work packets, that being the only means. Do you know what I mean? Like, I like being able to see their faces, and I like social media. That's become a nice outlet, you know, and being able to see their stuff. And I mean, it's just I think we're blessed.
Absolutely.
Much more than that pandemic back, the Spanish flu.
Or,
at least we have technology.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, yeah. Know? It's definitely been
the ability to connect without actually
connecting.
Right. And the kids don't have to, like, the seniors finish their stuff, they're going to be done. It's not going to be, okay, we'll see you guys next year, because you're not graduating. You didn't finish it. But because we could do the distance learning stuff and everything, they're good.
Could still get them through.
Yeah, imagine 15 years ago, the same type of situation.
I mean,
without social media, without the ability to reach students the way we have, it would be a totally different story.
Yeah,
definitely. The next shout out we're going to hear from, this is the last from the staff, and it's from Shannon Fralick. She's one of our guidance counselors here at Ashbrook. The term is not guidance counselor anymore. It's school counselor. And really what they do, as far as the academics for the student, they do a lot. But when students come in, they're given a plan, a four-year plan. So pretty much your high school career is laid out. There's some classes you have to make choices about, but you have a general idea of what you're going to be taking. And then at the end of each year, they meet with their academic advisor to plan their academic schedule for the following year. So these are people who have a lot of contact with the students that are under their watch academically. So she sent me an email when she left this voice message and was really excited about the opportunity to give some words of encouragement for the class of 2020. So this one is from Ms. Fralick, our guidance counselor, our school counselor.
You're old.
Yes.
Dear Green Wave seniors, at your birth, calculations reveal that you would be the class of 2020, a class surely to watch. No one imagined that we would watch you make history. Through your sweet reflections about what was special to you and your heartfelt cries over what you lost during your senior year, you reminded us of what is really important in life and to be grateful for what we have. Thank you for pressing forward as models of adaptability and unwavering hope. You have shown us how to be our best in difficult times. Stay strong, Ashbrook Class of 2020, and congratulations on your graduation.
I was really glad to hear from one of the school counselors, mm-hmm. and I know it meant a lot. It means a lot to them because they deal with students in ways that other people don't, you know, throughout
the year. And they still do. They are still answering emails from students that, you know, this is a very difficult time for them. Especially when the school can be your sanctuary.
Right.
I know for a fact that they are, you know, still counseling our students through this time.
Maybe even more so,
yeah.
And trying to get information out, like I see where they're always posting on Google Classroom. And, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. just seeing Miss Bennett at Cap and Gown Pickup.
Right.
You know, she had special things to say to certain graduates in her alphabet. And
yeah.
I mean, it was important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really important.
We definitely appreciate the work that they do, Ms. Bennett and Ms. Fralick and Mr. Rice and Ms. Doster. Mm-hmm. So that was the last of the staff, and we were really excited to hear from a few students. And we may even open up this voice message thing if people want to leave some more voice messages, and maybe on the next episode we can play a couple more. But we do have messages from three students, three seniors here at Ashbrook. And I know it's interesting to hear what the staff has to say and some words of encouragement, but everything that we say points to these students. And the first of these messages is from senior Kiera Copeland from Ashbrook High School Class of 2020.
Hey, my name is Kiera Copeland. I would love to give a shout out to my mom. Her name is Candy Price. She pushes me to be the best that I could be. She's so loving and caring, and she has to make sure that her kids are straight before anything else, and I love her. I also have a teacher named Ms. Johnson, Elizabeth Johnson, and she has been an awesome teacher. I had her about two or three times, and she's been a huge impact on my life, and I'm so grateful for that. Also, I want to give encouraging words to Class of 2020. Don't give up because we're all in this together. We're all one and we're all the Class of 2020. And I would like it if we all stick together through this hard time. Senior year has been hard for us and we got this.
We got this.
Yeah, yeah, that was so yeah. sweet.
Now, you guys know Ms. Johnson. What is she going to say when she hears this?
I think it'll just put a big smile on her face. Yeah. You know, she's an English teacher, and, you know, very often English teachers are able to connect with their students, you know, through the passages that they have to read. I'm sure she'll, you know, think back to some times where Kiera was able to make some connections through the, you know, the content to, you know, what was going on in her life. And I don't know exactly what you'll say, because with Ms. Johnson, I don't know if you know what's always going to be said. But
just never know.
I'm sure it will be very, you know, happy to hear that. And
$5 says she cries.
Don't take that.
I don't know. I'm the crier. I'm the English department crier, I think.
She'll definitely grin, and you'll get a, you know what? You get one of those thrown out there.
We'll get a good story.
Yeah,
about
Kiara. At least.
We need to make sure
or Kiki.
Yeah, we'll make sure she listens. Thank you, Kiara, for the message and the encouraging words for your classmates. The next message is from Haley Clark, Senior Haley Clark, Ashbrook Class of 2020.
Hey, this is Haley Clark. I just want to say a quick thank you to all the teachers and staff at Ashbrook. Thank you, Mr. Collins and Mr. Griffin, especially, for giving your students a voice. Not just through this podcast, but in how you treat everyone as a unique individual, each with their own story. These times are difficult, and a multitude of stories will emerge as history progresses. I hope they all point to the resiliency of mankind and how we support one another even during social distancing. To the class of 2020, I hope we don't settle for being the quarantine seniors. We still have a great deal to do in our lifetimes. May we continue down our paths, steadfast, fulfilling our purpose in this world. Thank you for letting me share this with you today.
Now, you guys know Haley, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I've taught her twice. Great student. All-around individual, artistic, athletic.
I mean, she's about got it all. I mean, I've had her. She was civinettes with me all 4 years, and she's our president this year and vice president last year. She co-president. I mean, she's just a – I don't think there's anything she can't do. You know what I mean? Like, she's – got it all. Yeah. She's amazing.
You talk about people being right-brained and left-brained. It's like
she's both.
One brain. Yeah. The artistic side, you know, and then the you know, mathematic ability, the academic ability, mm-hmm. the creative ability. With
she made her own Miss Ashbrook dress.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like you gotta.
Yes. She was in my group at Commissioner School, the Eco Challenge group, and it was I had seen her at Ashbrook, but didn't know her that well, and I got to know her during our time there, and we go across the county into some industrial plants where they like require closed-toed shoes, and you know, you have safety vest and goggles and ear plugs, and you know, we're walking around, and she would still find a way to dress really really particular. They were closed-toed shoes, but very fashionable. Yeah, so she was she really stood out in a lot of ways here at Ashbrook.
I looked out. I was over at Walmart one day picking up my groceries, and there she goes on a skateboard, you know, like across the parking lot. I'm like, she skateboards too?
Well, she rode that skateboard to school until she got her license. So, yeah, it was a longboard. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Haley, thank you very much for your shout-out and your words of encouragement for the class of 2020. So the last one is from Senior Yiscarly Seadia, Ashbrook Class of 2020.
Hello, I am Yiscarly Celadilla, and I just wanted to say I am so, so proud to be an Ashbrook Green Wave, part of the class of 2020. And yes, while this is not necessarily the way we saw this year coming or ending at all, it is still a complete honor, and I am so, so happy to have met all of the people that I have within these past 4 years. I am so happy to have had all of the teachers that I have had in the past, and I just want to say thank you. They are so amazing. They are so great, and I wish that we would have been able to say goodbye properly, but things happen in the world, and we just have to live with it sometimes. But I'm really, really happy with just being able to be part of this class. I want to give a special shout out to Miss Crowell, Miss Chisholm, Mr. Beatty, and Mr. Sims for being amazing and awesome teachers. They are very encouraging. And I want to give a shout out to every Green Wave out there. Thank you very much.
You know, it is a difficult end, but I'd like our seniors to look at this as a beginning, really. You know, that this is, you know, what's going to start off the rest of your life. You know, when I think about myself as an adult, you know, it really does begin once you leave high school and start out on that new path. So, you know, I don't want them to look at this as an ending, even though it is an ending, but, you know, more of a new beginning for them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, like a stepping stone, they survive this, they can survive anything, yeah. You know, they can.
What I found interesting about what Yiscarly had to say was not having the opportunity to say goodbye properly. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think this will make like their 5-year reunion, 10-year reunion that much more important? Like, do you think more of them would show up because they didn't? I mean, there are a lot of people that I graduated with that I haven't seen since, you know, that night, mm-hmm. you know, of graduation. But that night.
See, by saying that night, you again date yourself.
Just aged yourself. Yes. We're the night graduates over here.
Yeah. We graduated at night. And
so, but you know, there's a lot of them. That's the last time that I saw them. And, but we got to say goodbye properly. So I don't feel like there was anything left. I mean, there's some people I still see, run into, whatever, but, and that's good. But I think, you know, maybe this group, this will make their reunions even more.
It might actually have, you know, I don't know if you've seen, I think we've seen it a little bit where it looks like some of the kids that I've taught, you know, I've been here 15 years and you guys have been here longer than me, but I don't see them having reunions. I think social media kind of killed the reunion, you know, because they're all still in touch.
Yeah, that's
true. But this group might actually end up having a reunion because they didn't get to finish. They didn't get that last prom. They didn't get that last moment. So maybe they will have an actual...
Yeah.
Something that they put together, and I want to be invited. So,
yeah, right.
If I'm not like entirely too old for that, but
maybe they'll wait till they're all 21 or over. And you know, I'm giving somebody a good moneymaker idea.
Ideas over here.
Yeah, somebody just start a business holding proms for the class of 2020. 4 years from now, when they're over 21,
we'll have to fix that in post. Keep talking.
I mean, that is a great idea. But I mean, I'd like to see it happen since they didn't get the grand finale, you know. Yeah. They're getting a finale but not a traditional one.
It'd be interesting to see going forward, like what next year's senior class, how they treat all the things that we took for granted. I mean, really and truly, and what this group does with their college graduation. Mm-hmm. Like, because we skipped, when I went at State, I skipped the big Carter Finley thing. I just went to my college.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah,
but
wasn't that big of a deal,
right? Because yeah. Who's speaking? I don't even know who that is. I don't care. So but to see what these kids do with that, because there's a tradition that you didn't get in high school. You going to come do it here?
No. I would definitely think they'd be more likely to participate in any way possible, even
right.
if it's multiple, walk in the big ceremony and then walk in your school ceremony, whatever. So.
Well, and I told my students, look, write down your stories right now so that when your kids are acting up or they're talking about how they don't get this or that, listen, when I was a senior in high school here at Ashbrook, this is what happened to us. You're not getting that. Go back to bed. You
That's
know,
right.
Whatever. Yeah. Just stock it up now. This is something that could help you later on.
Oh, my gosh. They'll be able to say that to their kids for everything.
It's like, exactly.
Well, at least you got that.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in. And before we sign off, we would like to give a GreenWave shout out to the family of Victoria Hanif. We lost one of our own this past week in a car accident, and she was one of my media assistants her senior year here a few years ago, and her brother just graduated last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Skylar. So we want her family to know that we're thinking about them during this time, and I appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us about the class of 2020, and I'm excited about the stuff for graduation, and we do hope you guys are supportive, and we look forward to seeing your kids here to pick up their diplomas, and we look forward to helping put together the virtual ceremony that you guys will be able to share with your families in June. So we appreciate you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Back to work for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're in the midst of distribution week right now, and you know, it's been fun, but you know, we still have a lot more ducks to get in our row for each day.
Yeah.
And but
well, and the weather has not
the
been
weather
our,
has not helped.
Like,
no.
It has not rained this whole spring, and we pick
the 18th to the 22nd. Where,
and literally the time frame is like, you know, it's 40% chance of rain, 6%, but from 3 to 7, it's 100% chance of rain.
Well,
right. Every day.
And that's one thing people probably don't understand unless they're involved with something like this. Getting in a normal year, all that stuff is given out on senior picnic day, which nobody misses. I mean, probably 99.9% of the stuff is given out, the caps and gowns, graduation announcement, all that stuff that's already been paid for is given out that day. now you're trying to get in touch with 324 students, a lot of whom have, you know, kind of checked out. You know, uh-huh. they're graduates. Yeah. They haven't gotten the diploma officially yet, but.
And we can't do anything all at once,
right?
Because of capacity,
right? having to work within the rules right now, and trying to get those people in here on campus. It's a task, and we appreciate the work you guys are doing in doing that. And we are going to sign off now, and we do appreciate you guys listening. If you have any suggestions for the show or like to give us some comments about today's show, you can email us at soundwavesahs@gmail.com. You can also get us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and it's @soundwavesahs. So we do look forward to hearing from you. If you want to leave a voice message like the people did for the show, that really was nice to hear from people. And being able to play those back on the show for you. You can go to anchor.fm, and it's easiest if you just go there, or you can download the anchor.fm app and search for Ashbrook Sound Waves, and you can leave voice messages.
And seniors, if you heard this, you're like, God, I wish I'd done that, go on the senior class page. Ms. Wyatt put the link up there, so you can actually go there and record on here. We'll listen to it. As Colin said, you know, we may do another episode. It'd be great to do another episode with words from you guys. So don't miss that. If you want to do it, it's open.
Okay. Well, I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Tripp Griffin.
Thank you very much.
Thank y'all for coming.
All music on this podcast is performed by Caleb Davis, and it is used with his permission.